From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. French President François Hollande confirmed that the Egyptair flight that disappeared Thursday en route to Cairo from Paris has crashed. He held a crisis meeting Thursday on the plane that has gone missing with 66 passengers and crew aboard. News agencies report the plane likely crashed in the Mediterranean. Lisa Bryant has more from the French capital.
France has set up an emergency hotline for loved ones aboard Egyptair flight MS-804 that disappeared from radar screens early Thursday, several hours after taking off from the Charles de Gaulle airport outside Paris. Officials say 15 French nationals were on board the flight, along with 30 Egyptians and nationals from about 10 other countries. The French government is offering up planes and boats to help search for the airline, which went missing in the Mediterranean Sea off Greece. It's also opened up an inquiry into the disappearance. Egyptair says it lost contact with the Airbus A320 plane at about 2:30 a.m. Cairo time when the airliner was at an altitude of about 11,278 meters and just 16 kilometers inside Egyptian airspace. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
China is demanding Washington immediately cease close surveillance along the country's coast following what the Pentagon described as an unsafe encounter between two Chinese fighter jets and a U.S. military plane. The Pentagon said two Chinese fighter jets intercepted a U.S. plane on a routine patrol Tuesday in international airspace over the South China Sea. But China's foreign ministry said the Pentagon's version of what happened was not true. This is VOA News. The chairman of NATO's military committee said Wednesday that despite the uncertainty about U.S. future force members, future force numbers in Afghanistan, most NATO military chiefs say they're not planning to withdraw their forces from the war-torn country. Peter Pavel told reporters at NATO headquarters in Brussels that there was a general acknowledgement by most of the NATO allies that they would keep the same level of participation in Afghanistan. He said the decision was due to the belief that conditions were not yet met for NATO to pull out. U.S. President Barack Obama has called for U.S. forces in Afghanistan to decrease from 9,800 to about 5,500 by the end of the year. Lawyers for an Iranian-Turkish national arrested in March on charges of conspiring to evade U.S. sanctions against Iran have asked a federal court to set a $50 million bond for his release until trial. Reza Zarab is one of the three people charged in what prosecutors allege was a five-year scheme involving millions of dollars in transactions on behalf of the Iranian government and businesses. Iran has been under various U.S. economic sanctions since 1979 that bar transactions involving U.S. entities and those related to Iran and its government. Those are different from the more recent sanctions put in place in response to its nuclear program, which were lifted earlier this year. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and her sole rival for the Democratic presidential nomination, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, split two state nominating contests Tuesday, leaving her closer to clinching the nomination in 3 weeks. Clinton edged Sanders in the coal-producing state of Kentucky by about 2,000 votes. It was a margin close enough that election officials said they would not yet declare an official winner, but Clinton claimed the victory her first in May. Meanwhile, Sanders defeated her in the Pacific coastal state of Oregon. With the outcome in the two states, Clinton, seeking to become the country's first female president, could clinch the nomination on June 7th when six states vote. A rare vivid blue diamond experts call legendary and exceptional set a world's record Wednesday for the most expensive jewel ever auctioned, $57.6 million. The gem is named the Oppenheimer Blue after its former owner, diamond mine magnate Philip Oppenheimer. It sold at Christie's auction house in Geneva after a tense back-and-forth telephone bidding war between two buyers. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.